Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Sunday school course that we have every Sunday at 12 p.m. Amen. And after this service, we will have Spirit and Truth worship service. Amen. At 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And these services are via conference call 605-313-5111. Access code 151647 pound key. Amen. Sister Latasha, amen. I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer for the Sunday school lesson.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Father God, I come to you on today, oh God. Oh God, I come to lift you up and to worship you, oh God. Oh God, I come to thank you for another day, oh God, that we can come to you, oh God, in prayer. Oh, Father God, cover each and every one on the phone line that's going to call in on today, oh God. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, oh God. Oh, God, we come to you for clarity and vision, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
Jesus.
We thank you, oh God, for your protection, oh God. Oh, God, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's feeling like, oh, God, we trust you, oh, God. So, Father God, touch everyone's lives and family members on today, oh, God. Oh, God, keep us safe and hidden in you, oh, God. And, Lord God, we thank you, oh, God, for another day that we can praise you in the land of the living.
Hallelujah,
and I glorify
Jesus.
Your name, oh, God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to your
amen.
Name, oh God.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved, praise God. Amen. Listen, beloved, today the lesson text, amen, is coming from Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 21. Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 21. When you get it, just say amen. Okay, beloved, I'm going to begin to read. It reads as this. For the script, you got it. Amen. Praise God. Well, Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you read from 10 through 16, and I will read from 17 to 21.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Okay.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10 says, "Dear friends, my greatest wish and my prayers to God is for the people of Israel to be saved. I know they love God, but they don't understand what makes people acceptable to him. So they refuse to trust God, and they try to be acceptable by obeying the law. But Christ makes the law no longer necessary for those who become acceptable to God by faith. Anyone can be saved. Moses said that a person could become acceptable to God by obeying the law. He did this when he wrote, 'If you want to live, you must do all that the law commands.' But people whose faith makes them acceptable to God will never act who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down. Neither will they act who will go down into the world of the dead to raise them to life. All who are acceptable because of their faith simply say, 'The message is as near as your mouth or your heart.' And this is the same message we preach about faith. So you will be saved if you honestly say Jesus is Lord, and if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from death. God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and tell it to others." You want me to read to 16, right?
Yeah, I want you to stop right there. Beloved, we're
okay.
In Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 21. Amen. For the
Amen.
Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, and that's Isaiah, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias, which is Isaiah, is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that act not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Amen. And so, beloved, the word of God is blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And, beloved, the message today, the kingdom thought today is Jesus is Lord of all. Amen. I have that on one of my kitchen mats. Amen. I wanted to put Jesus is Lord, but I heard the Holy Spirit say of all. Jesus is Lord of all. Amen. And the golden text is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, this is the good news. Amen. Having faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Beloved, we have to be mindful. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many examples in the scripture. Hallelujah. Even about disobedient Israel, amen, that we do not be disobedient, praise God, amen, that we do not waver in the faith concerning, amen, faith in the blessings and the promises of God that he has rendered unto us, amen. Amen. The lesson outline, amen, amen. The lesson outlined today is calling on Christ, amen, hallelujah, beloved. We call on so many things. We call on the doctor. We call on COVID. Amen. Pay attention to what you call on. Amen. You even call on your pain when it's giving you pain. Amen. My God, my God, my God. But none of that is going to save you. We call our friends, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our husbands, our wives. Amen. Our children. But amen. The Bible tells us that those that call on the Lord, that they shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
And that they shall not be ashamed if they believe it. Amen. And so we're going to get into calling on the Lord. We want that to be first nature, that whatever it is that we're going through, there's a lot of things we can say. We can say, ouch. Amen. We could talk about what it is that we feel in. Amen. But let us get into that place where we just say Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because those that call on the Lord, amen, they shall be saved. Amen. And the second part of the lesson outline is confident communication. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to confidently go before the throne of grace, confidently have dialogue with God. Amen. And confidently proclaim him to others. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen. We ought not to be ashamed of this gospel. Amen. We have to tell of his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus, my God. We have to tell of his blessings. We have to tell of the victories, amen, that we have won or that he has won on our behalf, amen. And then
amen.
The third part is, amen, beloved. The third part is current condemnation. Current condemnation, amen. And, beloved, I just want to give you today's aim as well. Amen. Let me just get to the aim. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, he is Lord of all, isn't he? Amen. Today's aim is to study Paul's teaching on Jesus' lordship. Amen. The principle is to understand that the lordship of Jesus Christ extends over all people. is not just for a particular people. It is for whosoever that will believe. And so, therefore, those of us that are disciples of Christ, we ought to tell it everywhere to everybody. Amen. Application is to live in submission to Christ and proclaim to all people that he is Lord. So being in submission to Christ and to the great commission that he has given unto us, amen, we ought to preach this gospel. Because part of this lesson said, amen, how could they believe what they have not heard? And how can they hear if there's not a preacher? And how can one preach if they have not been sent by God? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, it is manifestation time. Amen. If you are a disciple of Christ, if you are the redeemed of the Lord, amen, it is time to tell of the goodness. The Bible teaches us, amen, in this lesson, amen, hallelujah, concerning, amen, blessed is the feet that bring what? The good news. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see. And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful, excuse me, I paraphrased before, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. And so when we preach in this gospel, when we share in Jesus as Lord of all, when we begin to speak of his finished work at the cross, amen, him being the Lamb of God, a living sacrifice that died for our sins, amen, hallelujah, and for everybody's sins, amen. Hallelujah. It says, how beautiful is the feet, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, beautify my feet, my God, in the name of Jesus by the blood. Amen. And so in today's aim, we want to study Paul's teaching on Jesus' lordship. We want to understand that the lordship of Jesus Christ extends to all people and the application, amen. And sometimes we're in a place where we can hear the word and we can believe the word, but the application is doing what we heard or what we say we believe, amen. Amen, hallelujah, is living it out, praise God, amen. So that application is to live in submission to Christ and proclaim to all people that he is Lord, amen. And this is not just something for the preacher, the pastor, the evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, amen, hallelujah, the teacher, amen. This is for everyone that believes, amen. I want to speak to you for a minute concerning the introductory of the lesson, amen. Greek mythology, there are numerous gods, amen. These gods exercise authority over certain domains, amen. The power and influence of each one was limited to a particular jurisdiction. For example, Hades was the god of death. As lord of the underworld, he controlled the souls of those who had died. He had no influence over the living things. Poseidon was considered the god of the ocean. He was lord over all the seas. His authority ended at the shoreline. Some of the Greek gods were more powerful than others. As the god of the sky and thunder, Zeus was king over all the other gods. However, his power and authority were not unlimited. Amen. No god in Greek mythology was lord over everything. The gods had many power struggles and disputes among them. They connived and schemed and often used humans as pawns in their attempts to get their way in their conflict with other gods. Jesus stands in a stark contrast to the fictional gods of Greek mythology. Amen. Beloved, take in mind that I said fictional. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And Christ has unlimited jurisdiction to his lordship. He is Lord over all people, all nations, all kingdoms, all creation is his, and his word is final. All who trust in the gospel and confess him as Lord experience the benefits of his salvation. Amen. So, beloved, this is how we get in right standing with him. Amen. When we, those of us that have heard the gospel, when we hear the gospel, amen, we have to believe and confess him as Lord, amen. There must be a repentance for our sins, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, let us just look at earlier in the letter, Paul explained that both Jews and Gentiles are under sin, amen. And that was in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The Jews' sin while having the law. The Gentiles sin without knowing the law. But both fall short of God's standard. But God also offers the same salvation to both. Amen? So it doesn't matter whether you're Greek or Jew or bond or free or male or female. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus ushered in change. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus ushered in lordship over all. Praise God. Amen? And when he died for our sins, he died for all. Praise God. Amen? Paul reaffirms the source of salvation for both Jews and Gentiles. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord in faith will receive salvation. God does not show favoritism to any group or people. People of every nation, language, and background can call on Christ for salvation. We all have the same creator. God created all people from one lineage. And you find that in Acts 17 and 26. All human beings are created in the image of God. But there are no territorial deities in charge of different people, groups. Christ is Lord over all creation. He is Savior to all who call upon him. Amen? So, beloved, here we are speaking about faith again. Listen, there's no other way that we could please God but by faith. So those of us that believe, we have to remember that everything that we do, we must do it by faith. Amen? And faith is not believing in something tangible. It's the hope in something that is invisible and something that have not manifested yet. Amen? And so our faith in Christ, amen, when we're looking for God, amen, to meet our need, to heal us, to deliver us. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen? Listen, God's word begins to activate faith. I remember we had one Bible study lesson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. And so we had one Bible study lesson. Amen. Where we read Acts 9. Amen. And I believe it was Sister Titiana that was reading. Praise God. Amen. One of the things that I realized was that as she was reading, she began to speak of her eyes being blurry, amen, and that she had on two pair of glasses to read, amen. And as she was yet reading and she was reading about healings, amen, that is taking place by the power of Jesus Christ. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, speak a word of healing, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is a season where we have to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Because when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, it was the word of God. Amen. And I say, God, are you healing now? Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all did not hear me say that, but my heart was speaking to God. Lord, amen. And I let the woman of God continue to read. Amen. And so that's why I kept praying when she said it was still a little blurry, that it got clearer. Amen. Why? Yes. Because God cannot lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's not the son of man that he can repent. Amen. Praise Lord, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, it is manifestation time. The words that we was hearing, the gospel, amen, in the scripture, amen, concerning Jesus Christ and his healing and deliverance power, amen. God then backed it up with the Holy Ghost, and he made the Bible become alive before our very eyes, amen. And we beheld his glory by seeing what working of miracles and healings, amen. Praise God, amen. And so, beloved, amen, I was just saying that day, amen, hallelujah, that listen, once we speak a word of healing, amen, listen, you need now faith for this. We ain't talking about you being healed 2 weeks from now. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. You need now faith. You have to pause. You have to embrace the gateway of the moment, because the gateway of the moment gives you access to what? Revelation and miracles, beloved. Amen. This is what the moment will do. Why? We have to be able to believe him in the moment, not waver. Right now, don't push your blessing into next week. Amen. Don't say, I believe that he will heal me next week. I believe that my healing is coming. Amen. You have to believe that that healing is now. You have to know how to accelerate the blessing. You have to step. Hey, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to be able to step into eternity. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that we are already seated in heavenly places with Jesus. And the reason why I share this with you, amen, is because everything that is happening in eternity is happening right now. Eternity transcends all time. Amen. Remember Moses and the burning bush. Amen. Hallelujah. What caught Moses' attention is that he was watching a bush burn that was not being consumed. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reason why the bush was not being consumed, amen, because it takes time for something to burn. But because the presence of the Lord was there, because it was the fire and the glory of God, hallelujah, Jesus, it did no harm to the bush. Why? Because it was in the moment. It was in the moment. It was in the moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, you got to begin to speak as if you are a kingdom citizen. Amen. You have to begin to call those things that are not as if they are, but it is taking place right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. When do we want to hang up our canes and our wheelchairs? Amen. Hallelujah. When do we want to pick up our bed and walk? We want to do it right now. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank you,
to
Jesus.
Your name, Lord.
For our lesson today says that those that call on the name of the Lord, that we shall be saved. When do we want our minds regulated? We don't want them regulated by the medication. And next week, we don't want it done right. We want it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Faith, beloved. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. I'm trying not to get into Sunday's message because this is Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the birthday of the church. Amen. This is our anniversary. Amen. Hallelujah. When the church was endowed with power from on high. Hallelujah. Because we didn't become the church until the comforter came. Amen. We didn't become the church until cloven tongues of fire set upon their head. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have so much to thank the Lord for. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to his name. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So earlier in the letter, Paul explained, amen, that both Jews and Gentiles are under sin. Amen. We all fall short of the glory of God. Amen. The Jews sin while having the law, but the Gentiles sin without knowing the law. Both fall short of God's standard, but God also offers the same salvation to both. Amen. And so, beloved, this gospel must even be preached to the Jew. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Amen. Because you are not the son of Abraham because you was birthed through his loins. Amen. You can only be the son of Abraham by faith. Amen. To be in right standing with God. Amen. And the way that you become the son of Abraham by faith. Amen. Your faith must be in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. Amen. You must come the way Abraham came in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved,
amen.
You must be born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to talk about this thing today. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not enough that you was born. Amen. Amen. For Jesus said unto Nicodemus, amen, in John 3, that you must be born again. Amen. That you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen. And Nicodemus with his carnal mind did not understand these things. Amen. Why? Because a carnal mind cannot discern spiritual things. Amen. Beloved, it's time for your mind to be spiritualized. Amen. It's time for you to be a discerner of spiritual things. Amen. It's time for us to be able to walk out the nine gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time for it to bore in us the very character and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. There is only one way that man can be saved, only under one name, and that name is Jesus. For he is Lord of all. I don't care what world you are from, but Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I don't care what kingdom you think you are part of. He is Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, he is Lord of lords and King of kings. There's no kingship that is greater. Amen. When he came up, amen, hallelujah, after preaching in Hades, amen, he said, I got all power, amen, in my hand.
Lord,
amen.
Jesus God.
He came
amen.
Up with all the power. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. And so, beloved, we have so much to be excited about. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, Jesus, he finished it all at the cross. Amen. Your
thank
healing
Lord.
Was paid for at the cross. Your
yes.
deliverance was paid
yes.
for at the cross. Freely
yes.
we have received,
yes.
freely do we give. Amen. It
yes,
was all
Lord.
Paid for at the cross.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, the regulation of your mind was paid for by the
yes,
bloodshed
Lord.
Of Jesus when the crown of thorns was upon his head. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. My God, just see that blood trickling down. He is Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whether you are the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, amen, the extraterrestrial, I don't care what your kingdom is. My Jesus is Lord, whether you're celestial, extraterrestrial, amen, hallelujah, and he gave us power over that rim, praise God, hallelujah, thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Jesus,
oh, glory, glory, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, beloved, I'm excited today, amen, hallelujah, I'm excited about Jesus, hallelujah, I woke up 5 o'clock this morning, amen, in a worship, in a fellowship, amen, hallelujah, I listened to, amen, this, hallelujah, he was a Caucasian preacher, praise God, amen, hallelujah, and he reminded me of the late Apostle William Brown, amen, strict scriptures and the demonstration of the power, hallelujah, because his word, the kingdom of God is not talk but power, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, and I said,
amen.
How could you not get healed, how could you not get delivered, how could you
yes.
not leave?
Hallelujah,
Jesus, with the Holy Spirit demonstrating and manifesting the way he was. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. We have to learn to let the word of God work, amen. We all have the same creator. God created all people from one lineage, and you find that in Acts 17 and 26. All human beings are created in the image of God. There are no territorial deities in charge of different people and groups. Christ is Lord over all creation. He is
yes.
Savior to all who call upon him. Amen. Listen, he's even Lord over Satan and his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen. That diabolic kingdom must submit. Amen. Jesus is the Lord thy God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You cannot override. Amen. This is why if we were to pay attention to the word, when Jesus would manifest in his power, when the demons would see him, they would begin to speak through the voice box of the vessel that they had habitated. And they wanted to know, Jesus, do you come to torment us before our time? They know that torment is coming, amen? They
yes.
know, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, how this thing is going to end. The judgment of God has already dropped, amen? Hallelujah. But they also knew that it was before their time, amen? There was also one, hallelujah, man in the tomb that was possessed with legions of demons. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those demons asked for mercy. They didn't want to get cast up out of the region. So Jesus cast them into the pigs as they asked. Amen. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. But you have to believe that your God is Lord. Amen. That Christ is Lord. You have to believe it in your heart, not waver. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't
glory
be one of
God.
Them. This is the season to build your faith. This
amen.
Is the season to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. To be
yes.
a voice. Hallelujah.
Father,
this
God.
Is the amen. Season to walk
amen.
In confidence. Hallelujah. Glory God. We need confidence. Hallelujah. We need confidence.
his boldness, hallelujah. He won so many victories for you. Oh, God, you might as well praise him, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, he set you up for blessings. Glory, hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus,
glory, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You invite him into your circumstance and your situation when you bless him. Hallelujah, Jesus. All you got to do is open up your mouth and bless him. The Bible says that he's not far off, that he made you even in your mouth, that when you praise him, hallelujah, the fire of God is in your mouth. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Glory,
Jesus.
Glory, God.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory.
Hey, hey, I don't know the only.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. He's working in your heart right now. He's working on your behalf right now. And every situation and every circumstance. Oh, yes, he is. 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 Oh, yes,
he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
Glory, God, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is Lord, he is Lord, he is Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we don't have to wait to slide down the streets of gold, to be dancing and singing his praise. You want to slide down your concrete street, amen. He kept us from the pandemic, hallelujah. We got that kind of faith. Faith is going to move mountains, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Ooh, seri kiliri tiandi yoboko tikilini tikilinandia. Ni seri kiliri tiandi es deveri andia. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Ni seri kiliri tiandi yoboko tikilini tikilinandia. Oh, glory to your name,
Jesus.
Glory, 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 oh, glory, 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 oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you have the victory. The victory is won. Oh, the victory is won.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, glory to your name,
hallelujah.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mercy. thank you for mercy, mercy. Oh, glory to your name, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Father.
This word imparts life. This word imparts life. This word imparts life. This is a life imparting word.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a life imparting word. Hallelujah. This word, this gospel, this good news. Hallelujah. Oh, saturated with the anointing. Hallelujah. Saturated with the anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hey,
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's right. Let him work it out. Let him work it out. He's going to work in the miracle. Let him work it out. 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 Go on, let him work it out. Let Jesus work it out. It's called the working of miracles. Miracles are working. Healing and miracles in one. Let him work it out. Hallelujah. Let him touch your heart. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Whisper in the name of Jesus. Bind every demonic entity in the name of Jesus. I command you to come up with power. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Walk into our places in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Come up in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation. The Holy Ghost is working it out of your heart. He has you, but he's a liar. The Holy Ghost is working it out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Loose her now in the name of Jesus. Come up and out with all of your roots. Come up and out of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the blood of your
mouth. Total deliverance in the name of Jesus.
The blood.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
The blood,
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy
Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Oh, Jesus.
The power is in the message. The power is in the message. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead and thank him. And I wanted to finish the lesson, but he demonstrated his power. He said, I'm Lord. He said, I'm Lord. He said, I'm Lord. He said, I'm Lord. He said, I'm walking amongst my people now. He said, I'm walking amongst my people now. Hallelujah. Oh, Pobo Sandere, Kidi Andere, Bosa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. He's better to me than I ever been to myself. Hallelujah. He's sweeter than a honey in a honeycomb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Tell someone of the goodness of Jesus. Tell someone that the word manifested and cast out demons today. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that Jesus saves and that he heals. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. We shall tell of your goodness. Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory, God. We shall scream it at the mountaintop. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He did it. 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 Oh, yes, he did. 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 Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of our life, oh God. Hallelujah. You are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, hallelujah. You are Lord, you are Lord, only you reign, only you reign, only you reign, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the demonstration of your power in this Sunday school. Father, even as we walk down the street and gather with our community, oh God, let your presence be living and active. Let demons manifest that we may cast them out by the power of God. Let the sick start saying, I am healed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Let those that are unsaved hear the gospel message and let them believe, oh God, soften every heart in the name of Jesus. Just bring glory to your name. And we give you glory. We thank you for demonstrating the power of your word and the power of your spirit on today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, praise, and honor. Oh, Koro Bosanda. Kuriandere Bosanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I'm going to give you these practical points, and you can go on with the Lord. We're going to see you again at 1 o'clock. The practical points are: the call of the gospel ignores all earthly distinctions and divisions. Amen. Christ is not divided. We ought to be careful. Amen. To be divided and to say that you are of Christ or in Christ, you are carnally minded. Amen. Christ is not divided. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus responds to anyone who calls out to him in faith. Amen. Faith is the key, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And faith only comes by hearing, and by hearing of the word. If you want to be smack dab in the middle of miracles, build your faith through the hearing of the word. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want that faith, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You have to hear it in your private time. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to make time for the word. Amen. God chooses to use earthly means to accomplish his saving purpose. Amen. Some people who hear the gospel have no heart to receive it. Those who reject the gospel should be jealous for the blessings given to those who do believe it. God patiently pleads with those who reject his son to come to him. Amen. That's why I love that song, Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Amen. He will save you. Amen. Hallelujah. He will save you. Amen. Hallelujah. Only trust him. Hallelujah. Only trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Beloved, I believe that even as we was reading, that the Bible became alive before our very eyes. Amen. And I am looking forward to Sunday Spirit and Truth worship service that is going to take place in 7 minutes. Amen. Call up somebody. Let them know Jesus is healing, delivering, and making free. Tell them, bring their faith to the line. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. No man has to lay hands on you. All you got to do is believe in the word. We preach a word of faith to activate your faith. Amen. To activate your faith in who? Not in man, but in the Christ himself. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not about you believing in me. Don't cast your faith in me. I can't do nothing for you. Amen. But if you just believe on Jesus, we're taking you back to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Back to Calvary. Amen. Back to that place where the empty tomb is, where he was resurrected. For he is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that same resurrection power is at work in me and is at work in you. Is at work in me and is at work in you. Is at work in me and is at work in you, praise God. Amen. So, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Sunday school lesson. We thank you for interrupting it, oh God. We thank you for giving the people what they need. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for binding the brokenhearted, setting free those that were bound. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For saving the unsaved. We thank you. Hallelujah. You deserve all the glory, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the honor. We have anticipations of you in the next service, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. Beloved, go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And I will see you in 5 minutes. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.